Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Everybody got their cans of NOS. Flip the switch.
Marty, four deep.
Burning the nitrous.
Four deep.
Four NOS deep.
Yep.
Down.
Four NOS.
Down the tarmac. We racing for pinks this year.
Oh, that's good stuff.
That's right. Good stuff.
You know that red button?
Don't press it.
Don't press that red
don't
button.
Don't press that button.
Yep.
Oh, unless man. The, oh, man.
Did if any, the light is green.
Did anybody else watch the Men in Black 3 trailer?
No.
It's, is it good? It exists. That movie looks like it's either going to be really amazing or amazing.
Okay, let's save this non-video game related
talk. I will talk to you about that.
For another. I know this may be weird, but let's talk about...
Let's stay on track.
Let's stay on track this episode of Boss Barrel Radio, the Game of the Year Day 1. 2011 Game of the Year Awards from Boss Barrel Radio. BossBarrel.com.
Oh, wow, that sounds
good. Was that the back or the butt right there?
It was a rapid fart.
Both of them?
I haven't done one of those in a while.
Okay.
I like the whole back.
So, day one, Game of the Year Awards for 2011.
Lay it on me, Griff.
Okay, categories for today are Best New Character, Punching Bag of 2011, Best RPG, Best Handheld Game, Most Trilogy,
what?
And Best Download Only.
Why is, like, each category you look like you're gonna vomit a little bit more? Like,
Best RPG.
It's just all that NOS, man. All that NOS.
What are you doing over there?
Just pooping behind the couch. Don't mind me.
That's good stuff.
Okay.
Okay. On track.
All right, guys, let's get into this. So, for those, as a little preamble before we get into this, for the next four days, we will be doing a podcast devoted to specific games awards, which will then go up on the site at a later period. Same sort of format as last year, with our top tens as well, as the rest of the year goes on. For Game of the Year stuff, though, for our awards, just to do a little caveat, there are certain awards that we've talked about, and we've decided to structure it a little differently than the usual. We're not doing platform-specific games because...
That just never seems to work out.
No. I mean, none of us played enough Wii games for it to really...
Yeah, also accurate. Yeah.
And for good reason. Why did none of us play enough Wii games? Because there aren't enough to really...
How many came out this year?
Like, what is the best of the like,
many other
lower
games
end?
To play.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's right.
This is
so who's the hottest person guys? On The Biggest Loser? Like, we really want to do an award devoted to that thing.
Oh, man.
So the awards that we have decided on are the awards that we think make the most sense for us as the games we've played this year. So that's really all I have to say about that. Let's get going. So, best new character of 2011. Yeah, let's do it. Some
do
drop some
exact,
dubstep,
do that
Ryan. Right. What do you think?
Okay.
What do you think dubstep is? Like, do your
no
impression
idea.
Of dubstep. Right
do
now.
Yeah, your no knowledge of dubstep. Just imagine what you think it would be.
Have I done it before?
No.
No.
Kind of.
Maybe.
It's like beatboxing, but
yeah.
More wubs.
Yeah. It just...
Yeah,
that's close. That's close.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Need,
that is spot on.
You need wubs and dubs and...
You just got wubbed.
You need
nice.
maybe some, like, explosions
in
there, too.
That's my new Wilder Valderrama television show.
You just got dubbed?
Your mama got dubbed. best new character of 2011... So the names we have written down here, we have Adam Jensen from Deus Ex.
I know that guy.
Human Revolution. Griffin, Ice-T's character from Gears of War 3. Wheatley from Portal 2. Varric from Dragon Age 2. Grayson Hunt from Bulletstorm.
That Bulletstorm.
Billy O'Brien from You Don't Know Jack.
Oh, that's right.
Cole Phelps from L.A. Noire. Cutter from...
Uncharted 3.
Uncharted 3. And Johnson, the floating skullhead from Shadows of the Damned. Any other additions we want to do?
Ooh.
Anything we're missing? Anything at all?
Sounds good.
Everybody's good.
Yeah, we're good with that.
No, nothing at all. Is there anybody from Dead Space? I just played Space Marine recently.
Yes.
So I would say there's nobody who's really worth mentioning in that game.
Except
for Soap, the guy who sounds exactly like Captain Price in that game.
I could.
This is really weird.
I could.
Tangents.
I could make an entry because.
What's your mention that you want to say?
My mention is just that I've been. So, in an effort to try to play catch up, I've been trying to play a hell of a lot of Disgaea.
Mm.
And last night ran into a character that. Pretty good, but Fuka.
Your mouth.
Yeah. Whoa.
Her name is Fuka.
Whoa.
Fuka.
Stop that.
Whoa.
And so the issue that exists with her character, just to give you a little background on her, Hades is having a hard time keeping up with the production of Prinny hides, and so certain people, certain human souls that when they are brought down to Hades. Aren't
they
turned
Fuka'd?
No, they're not.
Is that what you're telling me?
They aren't being turned into Prinnies because they can't like keep up with it. So she seems to think that she is in a dream, and it's just this funny joke. I can't really make it make much sense.
You had to be there.
Well, Fuka that
you really Fuka had to have been there too.
I was just gonna mention it. She's not really that great of a character. She's just amusing, like all the other characters in that game. Damn, that game is funny.
Okay.
Honorable mention, Fuka.
Okay. You guys look over this list of those names. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
So who do you not know about on here?
Wheatley. I don't know Wheatley, and I don't know Cutter or Johnson.
Okay.
Wheatley, Cutter, or Johnson. I can't really.
So I will try to give you as best of a background on these as I can. Wheatley is kind of like the voice of Portal 2 because
he's in space.
No, spoilers. Well, Wheatley is not in space.
He is in space.
Well, he gets yes at some point.
Is he is. Space?
No, at some point he goes to space.
He is space. Nolan, that's not a very new character.
Nolan North is space.
Okay, so sorry to interrupt you guys, but let's try and so the goal for these is for each one of these things we're going to have winner and two runner-ups that right, are in no specific order. There.
Gotcha.
So 1 and 2 and 3, but 2 Sounds and 3 good. Just aren't important. So, is there anybody who we could cross off the list right away? So, Jensen, Griffin, Wheatley, Varric, Grayson Hunt, Billy O'Brien, Cole Phelps, Cutter, and Johnson. Anybody?
Billy O'Brien, he's not
just
new.
He's not new?
No.
You're just striking it because of the category? Just
not new enough.
I'm okay with throwing it out. I just think that Billy O'Brien is freaking hilarious.
Oh, no, hilarious.
Can't pronounce his B's, P's, and M's.
Sure. No. I would also kind of throw out Cole Feltback. Yes. Maybe not. Hang on. Let me think about this.
I would not want to throw out Cole Phelps of all these characters.
As I started thinking
He's
about
an actual
it,
character.
He is a character, which is a thing.
Okay, so I'm the only person...
I don't know the school guy. So,
...who has encountered Johnson.
Yeah, is Johnson just mostly comical, or is there a character there?
It is mostly comical, but the way that the character... It is very much a sidekick, but the way that he goes from being just like a like kind of straight-laced, like weird, quirky guy to just insane, blown-out, disgustingly raunchy, quirky guy, hilarious.
But does that add depth to his character? Like, can we put him up
against
Cole Phelps and Grayson Hunt and Adam Jensen?
Maybe. No.
Maybe Adam Jensen. Maybe
I'm not. Okay with... Okay, so...
Bye-bye, Johnson.
I can understand your
throw
appreciation
the Johnson out the window.
Him, but...
Throw the Johnson...
throw it down the hallway.
Throw that deep, deep, long hallway.
Grab, got it. Throw your Johnson with Fuka.
Take a hike. Johnson, Fuka. What about Cutter? Is that a character who we think is worthwhile being a character?
He's a good character, but beyond being... I mean, he disappears after 2/3 of the game, so it's like, eh...
Yeah,
I can kind of lose him 2/3 of the way through this discussion.
Cut out Cutty.
Like I was saying before, when we were planning all this stuff, I think Cutter would be a great character for somebody who you'd want to go have a beer with.
Yeah, Sure. Like, if we were going to have that discussion.
If I want to go have a beer an English Nick Cage.
Yeah, that dude could probably tell you a story. Treasure. And also get drunk and have a good time with.
Get in a fight.
Maybe break something.
Yeah, he probably is really good at hustling, card games.
He's funny, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's British.
Gives Nathan Drake
also
a good
doesn't like
time.
Cell phones, just carries a friggin' payphone.
Mm-hmm.
So, sure.
He's but,
a good dude, but...
Bye-bye, Cutter.
In terms of character, I think we'll have to throw him out for this one. So that leaves us with Grayson Hunt, Ferrick Wheatley, Cole Phelps, and Adam Jensen, and Griffin.
I feel like...
Is okay, Griffin okay. a worthwhile
no,
character?
I don't like Griffin either. No. Like, I think he's amusing and he's entertaining, but
he's 10 minutes of the game.
So yeah, somebody who we think is worthwhile just mentioning, but...
I'd go drink a beer with Griffin.
Oh, no, he's like... yeah, sure, again.
Do you want iced tea in a video game? Person,
yeah, yes. Like,
I would yes. I would want him in my corner, but I do not... Nah, I mean, whatever. Yeah.
Kind of shallow, but, you know, in Gears of War 4, he'll be there.
Yeah, oh yeah.
No, it's going to be a prequel.
Gears Before War.
Gears for War.
So what do we got left?
We have Wheatley, Varric, Grayson Hunt, Cole Phelps, and Adam Jensen.
So here are my three picks.
So here we've got five names, and we got to cut two out.
Here are my three picks.
Okay.
Adam Jensen.
Uh-huh.
Cole Phelps.
Okay.
And Grayson Hunt.
Okay. Adam Jensen, Cole Phelps, and Grayson Hunt. So now I really think that coming down to this, Adam Jensen is going to be one of the most highly contested of the last names.
So you guys finished the game, and I only played...
So sell me on why Adam Jensen is a great character.
His glasses are amazing. That's pretty much all you need to know.
Yeah.
Well, because you can also shape him any kind of way, you know? Like, you have the option of, in that game, being somebody... coming up with snide remarks, or you don't have to, and they still have a characterization on him.
But doesn't that sort of remove the character that is him?
Yeah.
No, because he's also very dark and, like...
But doesn't that, like, if you want to think of it in terms of, like, character as a whole, as in this predicament he's been put into, I would consider talking about that then, but not just, like, the fact that you mold him into how you want him to be... And I think kind of makes that a little bit more...
It makes him more Master flat. Chief.
Yeah. Dude with a helmet.
No, because you can't do that with Master Chief at all.
No, okay, but I mean... like this
Then
is,
you're Gordon Freeman. How about that?
Yeah, Gordon Freeman or even just...
Soap McTavish.
Whoever you were in Fallout or Skyrim or like... Just because they
you
give
the fridge.
Just because they give...
The dude with the gun in the middle of his chest.
You are the commode.
Yeah. Damn it, John! Not there yet. No.
I don't know. Just playing as him was probably one of the most intriguing parts of all year that I played. You know, just like every time I would go into a new room or get a level up, like I felt.
Okay,
but is that the character,
Adam,
or is
it
that,
felt good being Adam Jensen.
Is that the character, or is that could you replace Adam Jensen with anybody?
I don't think you could. No, because take a different game. I don't know. Just because I've been playing at Skyrim, you can do all that stuff, but there's still no like characterization of your character in Skyrim.
I mean,
so what is Adam Jensen's character?
Dark.
Okay, so we'll go the Star Wars The Phantom Method, Phantom Menace YouTube 70-minute video clip question. Without using words that describe his profession, what he wears, or actions that he specifically does, describe Adam Jensen.
Male?
I would say he's
trench coat. He's,
that would be what he wears.
I would say he's
sunglasses.
He's quiet,
dark, brooding.
Yeah, a little brooding,
conflicted.
Yeah, I mean he's got the issue with you know being forcibly turned into this cybernetics person.
Kind of
so you can
average
feel some,
guy in the supernatural conditions.
Yeah, so you can see some of the anguish there. I just feel like some of that anguish doesn't come out in his character very well.
I agree.
And it's just
plus you can also go so many ways with it where you can totally embrace it and be like, yeah, man.
Hell yeah, I've been meaning to do this anyway,
right.
But now it's a free ride.
Yeah, like fuck you guys, cyborgs
put
are
that
the
on
best.
The health insurance.
Yeah. Fuki you guys, cyborgs rock. Or I am totally anti robotics and you don't understand my position.
Right.
Yeah.
I think he's a good character, but like I said, I didn't play all.
Okay, tell me on the rest of them.
So here's the question: is do Wheatley, Varick, Grayson Hunt, or Cole Phelps? Do they all outshine Adam Jensen?
I think at least two of them do.
Okay,
I don't know Wheatley at all. So,
but at the same, while Wheatley is hysterical at times and is amusing, there's no depth to that character.
I strongly disagree.
Okay. Okay. I mean, over the course of it, you could say that the interactions that you have over the course of that, construct him as the Chia Pet of amusement. Like, he's just constantly developing more and more.
But isn't that kind of what a good character... Like, take Cole Phelps, where you just kind of... He's a cipher at the beginning, and towards the end of it...
There's just less intrigue as to what's going on with Wheatley. Wheatley's just a... fucking moron that just
amuses me. But I think
you should
shortchange him because he has the comic side of it. Like, if you think about what... You remember what he is
right.
designed to do, and when that comes out at the end, he still doesn't get it.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that kind of, like, it's, sad and a really dark, messed up sort of, like...
I suppose.
British humor sort of way, where you're just like, ugh, dark comedy.
Yeah. I mean,
goes from being your best buddy to being your biggest hindrance to himself, the biggest hindrance to being in space.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's a sad reality. He gets stuck out there with the.
I guess the I would say the least interesting one here would probably be Varick for me. So does Varick stay on this list?
Varick is interesting, but not super.
Well, who are your top three?
Well, I don't want to say my top three.
Well, Varick, I think we need to come to a top three.
I think Varick is charismatic and funny, and has like this interesting outlook on being a dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the dude decides to not have a beard as like bucking the system kind of thing. Like, this is not me conforming to you know how people think I'm supposed to be. Right. And he's a smooth talker.
Yep.
But in the end,
I think Bianca is a better character.
Exactly. Bianca is the best character in Dragon Age.
Wow.
Even, but I mean, at the end of it, all he is just a short rogue that is amusing.
Ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm okay with throwing Varick out.
That's fine.
Because I think he falls in the same sort of category Cutter does, where you say,
yeah,
again, he would be the dude who I want to go drink an ale with, but I don't, like, I like the character in the realm of Dragon Age, but in terms of comparing him against characters that we've had this year doesn't really stack up. Sure. Comes a little short. Dwarves on devils. So let's cross him out.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got Adam Jensen, Wheatley, Grayson Hunt, and Cole Phelps. Grayson Hunt's name has not been brought up yet. Nice. So is this just a shoe-in at this point, or are we...
I like
Grayson Hunt.
I like Grayson Hunt.
Dude, what? Yeah.
Again, he's a guy that I would have a beer with.
Uh-huh.
He has a sad story.
Uh-huh.
He's
kind of fudged up at the beginning.
A little fudged up.
He's
pretty funny.
He's pretty messed up at the beginning. Just a.
Well, you know, you do like the flashback stuff that it sort of explains why he's just a drunken mess.
Fueled.
Yeah. But then, you know, it's that development of like, he starts to see what this like drunken revenge thing is starting to do.
When you interact with the colonel dude,
mm-hmm.
who's his commanding officer guy, you start to see where he sort of gets it from.
Yeah.
You're like, this guy is sort of like the alpha male, like the the Lee Army like dude has kind of bled over into Grayson Hunt, and they just need to out boner each other.
Yeah. Also flipping.
Oh,
I
get what you did there.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I just would like to love to learn to talk like Grayson Hunt.
I'd love to learn how to curse like that.
Yeah,
man.
just teach me how to curse
like
a blathering idiot.
Dick and balls in every sentence.
In every sentence I ever say.
What was the dinosaur's name that he...
Oh, no.
Tallywhacker.
P. Tallywhacker.
That's Tallylicker.
Tallylicker.
Tallylicker. Like Tally something. Waggleton P. Tallylicker.
Whoa, why is he not on this list?
Exactly.
Kelly Linker should probably be...
Honorable mention.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
I think that kind of goes hand in hand with Raisin Hunt, though.
But yeah, I mean, just...
To go from that and then to go... Okay. So I think Raisin Hunt stays on the list.
Yeah, I think so.
No doubt. What about Cole Phelps?
Thing about Cole Phelps is
So here's my thing initially.
I actually
like
him that
I don't
much.
Like Cole Phelps,
but I don't think you should like Cole Phelps.
But this is the thing that develops.
It's
like
so noir,
right? Man. It's like
I'm conflicted.
Well, you think as he is like your main character, your hero,
he's your avatar, who you're playing as most of the game.
You feel initially like you should like him
and defend him.
Yeah. But as you're playing the game, it's just like, man, fuck this guy. Why am I... It's dumb.
Yeah. Fuck you, Phil.
I mean, there's other people in that game that I hate.
I don't like any character.
Roy Early.
Just, yeah.
Rusty's the only cool guy.
Rusty was cool. Rusty has a drinking problem.
I don't know, man.
But,
they're all pretty messed up.
Who's the vice cop?
Roy Earl.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That guy needs a bullet in the brain.
Yep.
If and anybody
who's the
does.
Other character
great
you actually play as.
Yeah.
Jack Kelso.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think is probably the weakest of all the characters.
Yeah. Really? Well, I think you just deal with him so little that...
I just think he's really... It's very... Like, that's why I didn't even feel like putting him on this list.
He's very straight-laced.
He is the obvious choice of, like... He's your, you know, hard-boiled gumshoe. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to command men and be respected, and everybody kind of thought I was a... jerk, but in retrospect, like, he was the guy that was kind of going in there and doing his thing, and then Cole Phelps was the one that was kind of messing up, and then it shows up, like, when push comes to shove at the end of the game, who's there to step up and save everything? Jack Kelso.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
But, like, not save it in sort of an interesting way, kind of just, like, be that dude who's gonna, like,
yeah,
be Superman.
Yeah, and
I find it very uninteresting.
Yeah.
I think Cole Phelps should be on the list, but he should not win.
Okay, so keep.
I think
keep
I would
Cole, but
I just
not
I,
winner.
I think I appreciate the angle that they put on that character more than I appreciate the character.
I can't say he is the best character of the of the year.
I like the idea of playing somebody
I think you need to keep in mind that this is a video game, and the fact that you are playing as him and that associates with you with this, you associate with him because of that, like, it's a form and content thing, like, because this is how this medium is conveyed, it gives even more weight because you are actually like, you actually for a while are like, no, everybody else is messed up. Cole is a good guy.
Yeah,
like, he's a super awesome detective. Fuck you guys.
But this is what I'm saying. I think this is a context of how the game works.
Yeah.
That you are trying to defend him as much as you can.
Right.
But that's not a dynamic of the character. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
We're talking about...
But I feel like that's something
him,
that you
right?
shouldn't have to remove from this sort of a context. Like... If you want to compare it against Adam Jensen, where Jensen is a cipher for your actions versus because that's how games are played. Like, you have to do your decisions, you have to make your decisions, and he is the one that makes them, versus Cole being the one who is making decisions through you, and then you, like, I guess it's hard to describe. So Jensen is simply doing what you tell him to do,
right.
And his character is going to go whatever way it goes, regardless of what you say. Whereas Cole, you're going to say what you want to say through him, and his character is going to go through his progression, but the fact that you dislike one of those two shouldn't detract from that character.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm not trying to down on Cole because I don't like him.
I mean, the fact that they completely removed your agency in that situation where it's like, you don't have a choice but to go to that person's house, to go to that chick's house and sleep with the German woman and destroy your family.
Right.
And then at the end of the game, like, you don't have, for a while, you have no idea what's going on. Like, you remember you go there and like, people come over and they're like,
right.
Cole, what's going on? And you're like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah, okay, so.
Like, I feel like the actual playing of that has a lot more weight than the playing of Adam Jensen making decisions.
Okay, I'm starting to come around to your your line of thinking.
It's kind of a weird, like...
Like, it's a love-hate with Cole, because I don't care for his character because of the things that he does, but I think that's what makes him an interesting character.
Mm-hmm.
I like not liking him.
Right.
What's the name of this category, though?
Best new character.
Best new.
Where?
If it was most interesting, or... Maybe.
But, I mean, the word best, like, is a very, like, broad
best
word.
Best interesting new character.
When I play a video game, I like thinking of, you know, you're in the video game. You're living that. This is what you're doing. This is why it's not real life. It's a game. So
I think I think Cole Phelps is a very interesting person who was constantly struggling with trying to make up for his failures in previous situations and things like that. That's what makes him interesting. And what makes him even more interesting is he tries so damn hard to make up for these things.
I don't think he does, though.
But this is the thing. I feel like he thinks he's trying so hard to fix things, mm-hmm. and keeps just shitting all over his life while he's doing it.
He's kind of a sociopath.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of doesn't associate with people's...
He does seem a little dead in a certain part of himself.
He can't relate emotionally to certain things.
He's weird. There's a weird thing going on.
That man
on
is broken.
Yeah.
As a human.
He's not right. Send him back. But, so, of the characters that I had the most fun with that are on that list, I think Grayson Hunt is going to be
my number one vote.
So, Adam Jensen, Wheatley, Grayson Hunt, Cole Phelps. Anybody? Okay, so if we're going to keep Grayson Hunt, push him to the side. Adam Jensen, Wheatley, Cole Phelps. Best new character.
Wait. Okay.
So. One of those three. Adam Jensen, Wheatley, Cole Phelps. Which of those three do we keep?
I like
Jensen.
I like Adam Jensen.
I like Cole Phelps.
I like Cole Phelps.
I like Wheatley.
I do not like Adam Jensen.
I think I agree.
I don't think Adam Jensen,
I don't particularly give two shits about Adam Jensen.
I like the story that surrounds Adam Jensen. I like the discovery that you go on through the world and through playing as him. But I feel like Adam Jensen's progression as a character from A to B is only, like, it doesn't go anywhere. Like, there are very little struggles with him taking, like, you decide his struggles. Like, is he conflicted about his cyberneticness? Is he conflicted about the situations he's in? What are the decisions he make? It is all on you, the player, not on him, the character. And how he relates to those decisions that you make. Like, when you click the button at the end of the game that says, yes, do this, yes, do this, yes, do this, mm-hmm. or blow everything else up. Like, whatever thing you click, like, it's the same answer. Like, Ryan, you... Did you watch all videos at the end of it and mm-hmm. do all the decisions?
Mm-hmm.
There's almost no difference between any.
Not really. I mean,
he's just sort of like, we need to protect the future. Man goes through struggles, but man evolves.
I can take Adam Jensen out there because he's not who I want to win. So if you guys take him out there, that's fine with me.
I think Wheatley's great. I think Wheatley's hilarious. I think Wheatley's starting off as your guide through the game, like, kind of blundering and silly, is interesting because it's like a good sort of tutorial hand-holding character that is making the sort of leaps that you're making too.
Mm-hmm.
And then mid-game, how everything changes and how he becomes the nemesis and the one that's trying to keep you down and just becoming your biggest roadblock is amazing. And how you really just hate Wheatley at that point because of all the problems that he's giving you, to finally, at the end, where it's, like, unmasked that Wheatley is actually designed as the stupid, like, the most illogically dumb piece of crap that's ever been... he's designed uh-huh. as a device that is to be incorrect and stupid and impractical. And even when he's told that, he's like, oh, okay, whatever. And, the things that he does at the end, it's getting launched into space, the portaling to the moon with him getting thrown into space that way. his nonstop obsession with just making things right. I don't know. I also think there is a certain interesting level of parity between Player and Wheatley. It's described in the game that whenever a puzzle is completed, the robot in charge gets a shot of like robot adrenaline, yeah. epinephrine.
Yeah.
So that it feels good every time somebody solves a puzzle. So there's a lot of moments with like just him
creating
trying
the easiest puzzle possible, so that you can solve it.
So his like robot cubes can step on the pedestal and he'd be like, oh yeah.
But then, what are you doing over there?
Not pooping behind the couch, pressing the button. And how that sort of is a parallel for the player to when you have that like, I'm the smartest person in the world. Mm-hmm. When you solve that puzzle and you're like, yeah, I'm feeling that too. Mm-hmm. I find that really clever. Can we throw it out, Jensen?
Yeah, I told you. He's not who I want to win.
Okay. So, Wheatley, Grayson Hunt, Cole Phelps.
Are we all in agreement on what I think we are?
I think
in?
We're, like, I don't think there's much discussion that Grayson Hunt is the winner of this category.
I think so.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of growth there.
Not Wheatley.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a wiener.
Not Wheatley, though.
No.
Nobody wants to make an argument for Wheatley.
Do you want to make an argument for Wheatley?
I already did.
We'll Wiener is Adam or Grayson Hunt.
Fail.
Grayson Hunt.
Grayson Hunt.
All right. I can live with that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, best new character of 2011?
Grayson Hunt.
Grayson Hunt. Whew. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Punching bag of 2011. We've got on the list Nathan Drake, Batman, Isaac from Dead Space, Adam Jensen, Ishii from
Bulletstorm,
and Dude from Dark Souls.
We can throw out the
Dude
from Dark Souls.
From Dark Souls.
Like, I mean, like, I understand why I mentioned that and putting him on there, because, but your argument of, like, you could totally go through that entire game without dying, or...
Potentially, you could go through Dark Souls without ever having that dude taking a beating.
Yeah, potentially. However unlikely.
Hey, if you were to play Batman, you could do the same thing.
No, you can't.
No, oh yeah, no, yeah.
In the story of that game, there are cutscenes, and there are things. I would say a major portion of that game is Batman being effed up.
Yeah.
Just getting thrown just out of 12 stories.
Being infected by, like, Joker AIDS.
Joker AIDS. Man, yeah. Batman gets his world rocked a little bit in that game.
Certainly.
And he is not happy about any of it.
Yeah, when he gets unmasked and it's like, it's right to your face, Batman! Oh, man.
I see all your veins. Should get that looked at.
Anything else Ishii, we need to add, you know, to this? Is there anybody else who we need to throw on this list?
Unless you want to throw in a main character from Saints Row.
Who gets really rocked in Saints Row?
I'd just say your main character.
Do they?
Dude, I remember that part where I decided to, for the third time, jump at a Boeing jet and just try to land on top of it.
Dude from Saints Row, though, just
it just
really
takes
care.
A barrel roll on top of
to
it.
Do
just
that,
like,
do you?
No, you
no,
do.
No, you do. You do. Oh, you do.
But Saints Row...
Dude also rode in a car with a tiger.
But, again, it didn't really phase that person.
Also...
Your character is just...
No, I remember my character being pretty pissed about it.
Like the
yeah, like the insurance fraud.
The insurance fraud minigames, like...
It's good. Yeah, I mean, granted...
You get ran over by a tank, and your guy's like, yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm right.
Or your lady's like, no,
I mean,
problem.
No, I'm... Whether or not they care about it is... honorable mention, at least. That's all I want to bring up.
Saints Row,
okay.
Dude.
Your
Saints
main
Row person.
The individual that you make for Saints Row... This shit messed up a little bit, but is all right with it.
Big titty,
your
old guy.
Green Hulk
yeah.
lady.
Yeah. You know, your woman that talks with a man's voice. Whatever.
Yeah.
With triple C's.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have on this list then Nathan Drake, Batman, Isaac, Adam Jensen, and Ishii.
Where's Spider-Man?
Spider-Man is not on this list, unless you feel like there's a case to add Spider-Man.
I feel like Spider-Man gets beat up a lot.
I don't really think Spider-Man gets beat up a lot.
Okay,
fine.
So
So we got to make this three.
That's got to be okay. That's gonna be it's gonna be rough.
So
because
two people need to go.
Okay.
So two people.
Well, Ishii needs to stay because he was a human, and then he got fucked up so bad.
So did Adam Jensen, though.
Yeah.
Dude got whip kicked through a. Yay.
Have you guys? How many times have you watched that opening cinema?
Is it not as bad as I think it is? But it's his guts really are like hanging out all
I
over the place.
I can't tell really what. That's my thing though. How does that all happen to him? He gets thrown through like a glass thing, and then his stomach is hanging out, and then he
yeah,
has like
it's very. It like feels like it's cut up poorly.
Like yeah, it seems like there was some Suspiria nonsense going on there, where he like falls through a window into a room of barbed wire, and then becomes like 87 pieces.
Yeah.
Which
that's exactly what happened.
That's not how barbed wire works.
No, you just get mangled.
Razor wire
hurt a lot.
Yeah, so Adam Jensen does get messed up quite a bit. Like,
but does he continue
he gets messed
to get
up at the beginning?
Does
and
he
then
continue
he does not
to get messed up a lot?
Yeah. Also, if I could
also,
get
for
messed
the better.
Up like that, I would be robot.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure you would just go into shock and pass out from the kind of damage that he had.
I think he was pretty much dead.
Exactly. I'll just take it and then. We can make him stronger. It just happen.
Yeah.
And just boom. So I think Adam Jensen, while he gets messed up, not that big of a deal.
Right.
Now, Ichi, on the other hand, continues to go through a lot of shit after getting
it's kind
his
of
shit rocked.
One of the major forces that's driving you through the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ichi's like.
Ichi's.
Cyborg madness.
He's
pissed.
Slowly turning.
Yeah. Getting. From going from a dude to getting his like arm and leg blown off and face blown up, becoming
being taken over by the Matrix.
Like field dressing with a bunch of robot bits added on.
Yeah,
and then getting slowly taken over by the AI of that system.
Yeah.
So good. He stays
to then he at stays. The end of the game being your enemy.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll keep him.
Batman.
What about Isaac?
I didn't play it, but I'm pretty sure he gets wrecked and mangled many times in that game.
Isaac Clarke. Aside from all of the terrible, horrible things, like if you were to go through that game perfectly and did not die, like just all of that kind of stuff aside, like just the sort of like, yo, dude, you fall through a ship, like halfway through a ship.
Well, you fall through outer space.
Yeah, you fall through space through a ship. Like,
do you really fall then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
is it more just let...
You're
like,
in outer space.
Floating
no,
through...
And
no.
You take an escape pod into the planet.
Yeah.
And then you fall out of the pod and your fall by your rocket feet boosters. And then
sort
you fall
of barely.
Through like a vent in a building.
Yeah. Well, and there's all sorts of other things when you're like... And you think you're done falling or even like...
No, but I've been.
Did you say something about a needle to the eye?
Yeah, that's the good part too.
That's really like, I think Isaac's major thing is the psychological side of it.
There's also
because
that too.
The two major things that I can think of is falling from outer space into the planet, which is a pretty big thing.
I mean, it's a long sequence.
Kind of sort of happens. Everybody's got their moment.
But then the other one with the needle in the eye thing, pretty messed up.
That is,
but really, not the most messed up thing. Like
he's not getting beat up.
Well, okay, so the dude's constantly going through like a psychological disorder throughout the whole thing that is
right.
really wrecking his brain.
Right.
Also, on top of it, the one part where I feel like it just got underwhelmed because of all the times that Adam Jensen's getting, or I'm sorry, not Adam Jensen. Isaac Clarke is just getting destroyed throughout this entire game and just goes like, ugh, and then just kind of shrugs it off. But when they're on the dozer and he goes straight through the wall and it just cuts to black and he wakes up on the other side and then that's the time that he actually like acknowledges that it hurt a lot. I'm just like, would have been really nice to see how much that hurt.
Right.
But, meh.
Would have been nice to feel that pain.
Just to see how badly that really hurt. There's a couple other things that happened too, aren't there? I feel like.
I can't remember them. I've been trying to refresh myself.
I think he gets ripped in half.
No, that's
Adam Jensen.
No,
I'm pretty sure he gets ripped in half at the beginning of the game.
Well, at the beginning of the game, you're in that straitjacket attached to that thing, and then that guy like
turns into a monster
right in front of your face, and that's pretty awesome. But then there's the crazy.
Then does he punch you like you're a punching bag?
No. No, you don't really get beat up.
That's also, I mean, the whole thing that I... The whole... Here's my problem is I think it's going to come down to Nathan Drake and Isaac for me is because both of these dudes get the crap eaten out of them.
And they're not.
But neither of them are really fazed by it at all. So Isaac Clarke falls through the planet from space and just kind of like gets up.
Oh,
you know,
I don't really want to do that again.
Doesn't black out. Doesn't like make a big deal of that. Just
did he have a gravity suit on?
Not really. Kind of. He had rocket boosters.
Right. He
had
the
rocket boosters. Huh?
Where you know, and Drake is kind of in the same thing where it's like you know, dude is gonna get
falling out of a plane and like getting hit by luggage and
constantly getting the crap beaten out of him by oversized men. Wandering through a desert for like 3 days straight without water and then never getting water ever again.
Ever.
As far as we know, that man never had a drink of water.
No, like when he gets to that city.
Oh,
that,
that's true.
That little handful of water that he gets.
No, it was, it wasn't. He was unpotable.
Oh.
Not drinkable water.
So he's just really dehydrated right about now?
When he met the fake Tenzin guy.
Yeah,
that's when he had some water. But
that's right.
Also, when he was in the city, the bad water.
Yeah, the bad water.
The bat water?
It's
bad water.
Bat water?
What was the water that was infected with this stuff?
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that water.
Which water are you talking about?
I'm talking about, like, very, very beginning of, like, getting to the above ground deserted city. Doesn't he find, like a tiny little pond?
Yeah, the unpotable water.
Yeah, okay, so you got this with that. And then you're talking about this. Okay. Mm-hmm. Disappear.
I really don't think that Drake or Ishii suffers too terribly bad. Like, Drake is just absurd amount of damage that man takes.
Drake gets beaten up, but...
So, Batman and Ishii, definitely on the list?
Yes.
I would say definitely yes. Ishii on the list. Batman...
He falls out of a building. He gets
Batman does get shot straight up in the chest.
Shot.
Batman gets infected with Joker stuff where he then passes out and has to take like hallucinogenic dragon blood to survive for just a little bit longer.
That does happen. He has to trip his balls off in a room.
And
don't know actually what happened.
Yeah.
Didn't go anywhere, just sat in that room. I know that happened. I would rather like to see the flip side of it where Batman's just like running into a wall for 20 minutes. And then just like,
I was just sitting there like, I was touching his arm.
He's like, just like, I'm flying.
That's so good.
Oh, man. So, I mean, yeah, while Batman goes through some stuff in that game, I mean, he's Batman.
But he also gets beat up a lot and is hurt from it.
Yeah.
Like, not only just in his, like, actions where things will slow down and you actually feel, like, the empathy for him where he's sluggish and things are painful and then he cosmetically shows it through his suit and the blood on his face and all that stuff. Yet the dude, like, keeps on going and, you know, there's that moment when when Oracle's like, Batman, freaking knock it off and go do your thing because you're gonna die.
Yeah,
like, what about Batman? You're like, no.
Yeah, it's
no.
True. Fine. And Batman does get kind of like agitated with the whole thing where he's just like telling other people to politely piss the hell off.
Yeah. Today.
I am Batman.
Today is not the day you want to mess with me.
I'm pretty sure he like straight up like, no, wait, no. It's like everybody is trying to tell Bruce Wayne to not get involved in Batman stuff. Like, I'm pretty sure. Like, Alfred tells him that Batman needs to pull his crap together and, like, this is what Batman needs to do.
Yeah.
Because
Of what needs to happen for the world for Batman, not for.
Yeah, not for Bruce Wayne personally.
I think Batman stays.
Okay, Batman.
I think Ishii stays.
I'm on the same page.
Who is it then?
So, who do we have left?
Drake or Isaac Clarke? Nathan Drake.
I don't care about either of those, really.
I think Isaac stays.
Okay.
Only because I feel like while Nathan Drake takes a beating and keeps on going, I feel like the beatings that Nathan Drake suffer... Well, now that I think about it, Nathan Drake does come across a lot of...
Remember when he gets tortured?
Uneasy fula.
In the boat.
Oh, that's... Well,
by the pirate captain.
He was there.
Remember all the hallucinogenic drugs he was forced to take? Remember that thing where you just had to get beat up by Cutter?
Oh, yeah. That's good.
He didn't fall through space, granted.
Well, so here's my other thing. He falls through a lot of things. You remember when him and Cutter are jumping onto the thing, and then the thing blows the up, and then just
blows his footing up.
Yep. And then there's
falls through the boat, the chateau place.
Yeah, like there's the burning building that falls apart underneath him, and then there's the boat that falls apart, and then there's the plane that he gets jettisoned out of.
True.
But it's like I don't know how much these things really hurt him. They're just calamities that are going on around
him. There's a lot of moments where Nate's taking a couple steps and it's like, ugh, ow.
Yeah, this thing falls and he bangs.
My back hurts so much right now.
He bangs against it, but.
Like, it's like the pro wrestler where it's like.
But it's okay, so
his
like,
back really hurts and he's got to stretch.
Because, I mean, I could almost put Ezio on here for the same reasons of like Ezio
does not belong anywhere on here.
Well, I'm just saying like
it is absurd.
You did not play through all of Revelations. I know, at some point,
but he's also like 60 years old. Right. And shouldn't be falling off mountaintops.
I agree. Where it's just like he gets banged around in that game too, but not from people beating him up, from environment beating him up.
Oh, I know, but I also feel this like guy, it is so happen. Absurd.
Yeah,
the
no, I agree.
That he goes through.
I agree. It's the absurdities of what Nathan Drake and Ezio go through. I just think they are too tame by comparison of the other things we were bringing to the table.
Okay.
So
Isaac Clarke stays.
Stays because of the absurd nature of the things that
I would say that combined with the psychological damage side of it. Where
well, because
like,
I mean, if you want to bring Batman's poison issue into it, we can bring Isaac Clarke's like dementia into it.
Yeah, constantly wondering like where has he been for the last year and a half?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Why am I on this
totally
planet?
Forgot about that. How Isaac Clarke?
Hey, remember when I built this giant like alien pyramid?
Yeah, when did that happen?
Psyche controlling demon spireness.
Yep.
Okay, so Drake is gone. Okay, so Batman, Isaac, and Ishii. Who is number one?
It's either Batman or it's Isaac. I like Ishii, but...
Yeah, I was going to say either Batman or Ishii.
I was going to say Batman.
So it's Batman.
All right.
Batman!
I will allow it to be Batman. Batman gets his butt kicked the most.
All right.
There you go, Batman.
That's easy enough.
That is really interesting to me. I thought I would fight harder for Isaac, but...
Oh.
Yo, go play Dead Space 2. Isaac gets his world rocked.
Kinda, yeah. It's pretty
Batman.
Messed up.
Yeah. Not a lot of people fall from space and go halfway through a space station.
Hey, man, also, if you got gravity boots, then you're good.
Isaac's good yelling through that.
Yeah, that is also, like, mask. Man, that voice actor, like...
Taking a lot of poos behind couches.
I remember Dead Space 1. He had to do that a lot.
Oh, yeah. Stomping all those Xboxes, man. Yeah. Like, you don't have to have a lot of good groans.
Yeah.
Okay, so Punching Bag of 2011. Batman from Arkham City wins it.
Yay.
All right. Next category. Oh, boy. Best RPG of 2011. It's gonna be a. This is a tough
even
first
a
day.
Question.
It's rough.
Yes,
it is a question.
It is a question because here are our options: Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim, Deus Ex: Human Revolution, Dragon Age 2, Dark Souls, Disgaea 4, or Skylanders: Spyro's Adventure. I'm gonna cross off Skylanders.
Thank
right
you.
Right off the bat. Because
I don't think this one should take us any time at all.
I don't agree with Dragon Age being on there.
Okay.
Because Dragon Age is probably
the
most truncated RPG.
Okay,
so
you think that Disgaea 4 is a better RPG than Dragon Age?
I do. I'm going to be honest with you right now. Yes.
Wow.
You want to know why? Because every time
Fuka.
I go to a different dungeon, it looks different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Also, good flavor text on equipment.
Flavor?
Yeah, I mean, that's good, too.
You get to eat your
Remember fighting
your
that dragon, though?
What?
Dragon Age
fighting that dragon?
Yeah.
Yeah, standing in front of it a lot and just hacking at it until it died. Super exciting.
Remember when you had to kill that guy?
Yeah.
Because he stole Isabel? Or when you just sent Isabel off with him.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't care about you, lady.
Yep.
Just go.
Yep.
Just go.
The only thing I still want to do in that game is just go through that game as an apostate who hates apostates. I got partway through that, and then I was like, I really don't want to play this game for a third time.
Yeah, I don't think Dragon Age should be on there.
Okay, so...
I mean, it's yeah, this is what should be said. I really need to write that review for that damn game, but it's just like, the game is good, but it is flawed on so many ways. It's just... Buh.
Also, there's nothing wrong when a character just up and decides and blows up an entire building, causes the entire end of the whole game. Remember when the mage dude?
Oh yeah, no, just again, yeah,
blow
just
up an entire building,
blow the whole thing
and
up.
No Let's matter ruin. What you do, you can't change anything can't, about his
can't,
decisions.
Can't oh. stop that. And then just so many holes in that game.
Remember at the end of it, no matter what you decide, it always sucks.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
I mage do. Who is like, mages need to be respected and like
and how
you
do
shouldn't
we,
give in to the darkness.
How do we accomplish this?
And then
starting a war.
He decides to give in to the like
the weird non-darkness.
Nether realm side
of
it
him.
And
yeah.
it's good. Turned into a giant fat monster thing.
Yep. Yep. That happens. And then the crazy Templar
who's
that
possessed
goes
by the sword.
The sword thing. It's just
yeah, but remember there. You could,
remember the giant statues?
Yeah, that was
yeah,
really dumb.
That happened.
That was really dumb.
Yeah,
I don't game. Remember any of this stuff.
What?
And I played it more than all of you. That's how.
Remember the
not
armor?
Good
it was pretty
it was.
Sweet looking armor.
No.
I do.
No, I don't.
Remember how cool Fenris was?
No, I just remember
people.
What a big vagina he was.
What about when you had to murder the entire camp of wood elf people?
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed doing that.
Because you were siding with Meryl.
Yeah, I enjoyed doing that.
That.
Yeah. It was pretty all right.
Well,
knife ears, they can go suck a tree.
You can get around that. I got around killing all of them.
Yeah, that's true. So, okay, that leaves Deus Ex, Human Revolution, Dark Souls, and Deathsky 4 and Skyrim.
I don't like Human Revolution.
As an RPG,
yeah.
No good?
Yeah. I mean, it's... Yeah. I'd choose Skyrim over that.
Okay.
Still,
well, there's
will,
four, so
we
got to get rid of one.
I say
get rid of all of them except for one.
Okay, which one would that be? Best guy four.
Keep it. Best RPG ever.
Okay, so obviously Ryan, you want to keep Skyrim, and I'm totally cool with keeping that on the list.
I'm fine with keeping
yeah,
Skyrim.
Do we keep well. Deus Ex Human Revolution?
I don't think so.
I
is it better than Dark Souls and Deathsky 4?
I will make a giant argument for Dark Souls, because Dark Souls is such an RPG-ass RPG that...
But it is and it isn't.
It is and it isn't,
so
but I mean,
so is
Deus Ex. Like, and so is Skyrim and Deus Ex, I feel like, are very, very similar in the sense of, like, you know,
okay.
those dialogue options. There's, like,
I want to say that
your character.
Deathsky 4 should not be on this list.
Okay, that's fine.
Because it is antiquated, it hasn't progressed at all.
Nope,
the improvements that get made to that game across the iterations are just simply making it more crazy and complicated
yep.
for people who like Deathsky.
Yep. And I completely agree with that. The more I play this game, the more I'm like, I'm the only person on the planet that
and
still
for people
probably likes this
really
stuff.
Really like that stuff. You really like that stuff.
I do but really like that stuff, and it just keeps getting wackier and wackier.
For everybody else, it's no good. So, Skyrim, Deus Ex, and Dark Souls.
I will make a stronger fight for
Dark
Souls.
Which is better, Skyrim or Dark Souls?
Griff, you play Dark
Here's
Souls.
Your argument,
I play
then.
Dark Souls.
Are you going to make your argument here?
I want to hear what Griff has to say about this first. I want to hear what his gripes are. I think where it's concerned, Skyrim ultimately has me walking around and killing some dudes repetitively in a very like not sort of interesting way. Like I continue to go around and kill people and gain levels and progress my character, which is all fine and good, but at the end of it, like, I just don't feel that same level of accomplishment like I do with Dark Souls, that, you know, I encounter these difficult things, and I am constantly going to grand new interesting areas and fighting like crazy different things that are challenging and give me that.
John, I've got just a sentence here to tell you.
Okay.
Remember those bookshelves.
Fuck you. Bookshelves do not an RPG make.
I beg to differ.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Remember all those
books? I would say that okay, the so, fact that you were so going around and fucking collecting books that have absolutely zero importance
yep.
on so, anything.
That's a bit of role playing right there.
The fact that you bought a house that you twisted Same. Your entire progression through a game so you could have a better house that only you can see.
You spent 3 hours
it's not
of,
like you're
of
showing
your life,
this off to people.
You spent 3 hours of your real life transferring books and
from,
armor
you
from one
house. You moved your house in a video game.
Yeah, that's right. I pillaged the town that my house originally existed in only to get a bigger house. I really did not care about that war in the slightest. I just want a bigger house. That's all I care about.
Now,
siding with him for the bookshelves.
I totally agree with you. I think Dark Souls is an amazing video game. I adore it. I think it's one of the most interesting things that came out this year. But I don't think it wins best RPG because it is not an RPG.
Okay.
Because it is an action game more so than it is an RPG.
Okay, because it has no actual like major progressing story arc.
Because your ability because the person who grows is not the character; it is the player.
Okay,
like even Fair if enough. You even if you grind a million hours and a million souls, just with the best weapons in the game, you still cannot. You still cannot keep going. Like it is not.
I mean, that Drake sword only helps you out so much,
right?
In the beginning of it,
it helps out quite a bit, but it also is like so much player skill opposed mm-hmm. to actual player progression. The other thing is your character in the world of Dark Souls, like you as the player, doesn't really go anywhere. Like you go from a dude who this may be dead, kind of, and there's bells that you need to ring to.
Yeah, the story and the progression of your character
humanity.
Are very, like, it's very vague and
Whereas,
convoluted.
Let me tell you a little bit about Skyrim.
Tell me the story.
So, there's people in the north.
There are three major stories in that game, and
there's these elves. They don't like the human god, Talos, who was deemed a god, but after the major war, the White Gold Concordat was signed, and that no longer allows the worship of Talos. But now the people in the northern country still fight for their right to worship Talos as the human man god.
This is why I sided with the Stormcloaks. Let's go kill us some elves.
Yeah. And the elves are just going to conquer the world because they're superior to humans.
See, I am an elf, but I sided with the Stormcloaks.
That's messed up, man. That's messed up.
You tell me how this goes.
Race traitor.
I love the idea of that. It's like siding with the Confederates.
I just think that the depth in the world of Skyrim, like although Dark Souls is addictive and enjoyable, like it reminds me too much of like a Mega Man style action, like learning patterns, progressing because of your own skill, and the numbers that go into it really don't matter that much. Whereas in Skyrim, it's all numbers. It's all exploration. Like, it may not be as, like, as tight as Dark Souls is, where, you know, you go from point A to point B to C, and then C kind of splits to D, and then back to A, and you're like, whoa, get out of here. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But the world, like, when I meet the dude who is the leader of the White Stag Guild or whatever the hell it was called in there. Like, it's not like that opens up more interesting depth to the world of Dark Souls.
The only gripes I really have with Skyrim is just the level of monotony that seems to exist in there. But that level of monotony.
But I feel like it's
sort of exists in Dark Souls too.
Almost the same, if
almost.
Not more.
Just that what an RPG
is. There is a lot of monotony in RPGs. This is why it's a dying breed of game. But, I
don't know how we can even make arguments for other games, to tell you the truth.
So Deus Ex.
Yo,
yes. Guys.
Mm-hmm.
Remember
Deus Ex.
When it was the computer all along?
What?
I'm okay with not even making a case for Deus Ex, because...
Wait, so how many do we have right now?
We're good. We've got three. Skyrim, Deus Ex, and Dark Souls.
I'll move to Skyrim, that's fine.
I think Skyrim is by far the best RPG.
I just wanted to try
to
make a case for Dark Souls, because I think it is a fine, fine game.
Definitely. I definitely agree. I think Dark Souls is a fantastic game and an RPG, but it is not as engrossing in terms of an RPG as Skyrim is. Mm-hmm. It is engrossing in terms of fun, rewarding, addictive gameplay, but it is not like...
Yo, Ryan, you should play some Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know. I'm pretty...
Because once you
role-played into
it's like Skyrim. When I was in basic training, once you just start to appreciate how much you should hate yourself, it's really not so bad.
Great, so best RPG of 2011 goes to Elder Scrolls V Skyrim.
Go kill some dragons.
Where best handheld of 2011.
Books.
Wii U?
Best handheld game of 2011.
Wii U.
That's not out this year. Remember,
it's
not a handheld.
Wii U.
It's a console?
Oh, excuse me. Question. No, I just had the sniffles there.
Okay, so the titles we have here are Ghost Trick, Pokemon White and Black, Kirby Mass Attack, and Mario. Did you have a chance to play Mario?
Yeah, a little bit. It's okay. Good. It's
Mario good. 3D Land. Super Mario 3D Land.
And I see what you're talking about now with the 3D. That's like...
Isn't it great?
Yeah. Yeah. That's... Okay. Like,
I have more of a problem with 3D than you do, I think.
This is also true. But it's like what they do in that game with 3D. Like...
It's cool.
It's really cool. Also, it's just...
3D's awesome.
But so, again, leave it to Nintendo to make...
Make it work.
Make their stuff work better than other people can, because apparently they're the only ones that understand like the secret behind the Rubik's Cube that is their technology.
Okay, any other mentions on here?
I started playing Infinity Blade, if you want to count that as a hand. Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to start counting that as a hand.
Sure, I would love to.
Because that's a good game.
That's good?
That's good.
Is it better than any of these on here?
What about Words with Friends?
Better than Kirby's Mass Attack?
Okay. Nobody played Third Birthday. I played Tactics Ogre something of the something something. But I think that's Perfect. Technically more of a remake than it is a new game.
Perfect.
Tactics?
Is that playing anything else? I don't know. This year has been kind of
I did not do any handhelds this whole year.
I mean, I played that Dead or Alive game for the 3DS.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is amazing. But it's not new.
Is there really a new property?
Also, I think that they're... I don't know. Yeah. It's not really new. Okay, so... Anything we need to throw out here? Does Pokemon stay on the list?
No.
Remember when I called you?
I do.
Pokemon phone call.
But can you say that is the best game with the... year as far as handhelds go, because you and I could make a phone call
pretty quick.
So did I. I just remember looking at that one day and going, God,
I'm crossing
beat like three
list
or four
already.
Gyms and I don't really care.
I don't even remember how far I got into
I can't play Pokemon anymore. I just gotta keep reminding myself.
I deleted the Pokemon
collect them all
off my 3DS thing because I was sick of that.
Oh, the Pokedex?
Pokedex 3D viewer.
You're telling me they're still out there?
They still need to be collected by somebody who is not me.
If Nintendo will ever come out with like a console grade like Pokemon, maybe I'll get back into it. But until then, I'm just not gonna play that.
I'm good on pretty much any Nintendo game at the moment.
Yeah. All right.
That's not saying that you should be dissuaded from listening to future episodes and awards that may have Nintendo games in them.
Nintendo's my favorite. I love me some Nintendo.
So, what else is still on there?
So we've got Ghost Trick, Kirby Mass Attack, Mario, Super Mario 3D Land, and Infinity Blade 2.
You can take Max Attack off there. I mean, it's good, but it's not. I mean,
okay.
Ultimately, when a game starts...
Did you finish it?
I did not finish
it. Were you compelled to finish it?
No. See, that's the thing. I played it for a few hours, and I just...
This really didn't drive you to keep going forward?
So this is my issue here, where it's...
I'm okay with it not being on this list, because I don't care about Kirby games.
But the thing is, like, Kirby is, like, being just... thrown down to this level of entertainment where just like you can't lose in that game. Like
I feel like Kirby is just like the B-list celebrity of Nintendo, where it's like, yeah, we got to put him in some reality crap.
They're just putting no challenge behind that Kirby game, and it's just, I don't really want to play it.
Star Fox 64.
But that's a remake. Are we going to really qualify that?
Nope. I'm okay with that. I mean, plus the fact that you can only play through LAN, through wireless.
Oh, you mean the multiplayer concept of it? Yeah.
No. I think that automatically disqualifies it.
Yeah. No, I mean, at this point, I'm more compelled to play Infinity Blade 2 than I am. But I have some very bad things to say about Infinity
Blade 2. Okay, so now we're down to three. Ghost Trick, Phantom Detective, Super Mario 3D Land, and Infinity Blade.
I would say give it to Mario Land, because...
On principle?
Not on principle. No, just, it's good, it's engaging, it's entertaining. At least I feel like I'm having fun when I'm playing that game.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I did not play Ghost Trick, though.
Okay.
Like, if you think it's better than 3D Land, I don't, because
I love Ghost Trick. I think it was a lot of fun. Like, I love the detective story of it, like the mystery progression that you go through, and like the rewinding time, the puzzle solving, the Rube Goldberg-ness of everything.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't think it works as well as a handheld game like Mario 3D does. Like,
yeah.
With Mario, it's all bite-sized. You can play through a level in a few minutes, and you're going and you're good. So I'm okay with throwing it to Mario. Because makes good use of everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
No fail to Nuki suit. Did you come across that? Where you sucked long enough that they just give you this free, like, invincible white Tanuki suit?
I remember you telling me about it, but I have not encountered that yet. Though my time with the game has been sort of short.
If you just continue to die...
Eventually, the game gives you...
Like a white feather, that white leaf that makes you white Tanuki that... is like having a star and the Tanuki
suit. Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Best handheld of 2011 goes to Super Mario 3D Land.
Done.
Bam.
Bam. So this leads us to the next category: most trilogy of 2011.
This should be kind of easy. There's a lot on this list.
So there's a lot of games that came out this year that were thirds in the series. The ones we have on the list are Gears of War 3, Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception, Assassin's Creed 2, Revelations, Battlefield 3, Modern Warfare 3, Resistance 3, Killzone 3, Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and Deus Ex Human Revolution, and Saints Row the Third. So, is there anything...
Saints Row the Third.
Anything we need to throw off this list right away, or anything we need to add to it?
We can get rid of Assassin's Creed.
Okay.
We can get rid of Modern Warfare.
Okay, so straight off the bat, you want to get rid of Revelations because it's not a good third.
As an iteration of that, it's not.
It doesn't really progress anything.
No, I mean it's.
I would say, in fact, it makes things worse.
I don't really know that it makes things worse.
I think it made playing as Desmond worse.
Oh, as playing as Desmond, yes, agreed.
Looking less forward to the next one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think
after I play that,
I would not say
less
it's,
interested.
I wouldn't say it's a decline. I would say it's a plateau. I would think it just starts coasting.
Okay. What about okay, I'm going to say Resistance 3 can go off this list now because it was not good.
Killzone 3. Stab a lot of dudes in the eyes.
I'm going to keep that on here for a moment. Then we just keep going here. Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Really.
Let's get rid of that.
Yeah.
Nobody likes that. Nobody even knows how to freaking play that crazy game.
I couldn't play it with the easy buttons.
No.
I hit A to do 17 combo.
Anybody play Battlefield 3 at this point?
No.
Just the beta and whatever? Okay. Plus...
If that gives you any kind of indication of how good that game might
Uninterested.
Be.
Okay, so... Excuse me. So now we've got Gears of War 3, Uncharted 3, Modern Warfare 3, Killzone 3, Deus Ex, kind of, and Saints Row the Third.
Modern Warfare.
Throw Modern Warfare 3 off?
Yeah.
I agree completely.
Yeah.
That is, I am done with Modern Warfare after playing that game.
Completely agree.
John, you couldn't even finish it. You were so sick of it.
I couldn't, because I'm just... just done.
I would say, with the exception of that last,
I tried it my hardest.
That last bit where you are playing as what's his name?
Juggernaut.
Yes, Juggernaut. Price.
Yuri.
Yeah. No, you were playing as Price at that point.
Pretty sure it was Yuri.
Uh-uh.
What?
You played as Price. That last mission was Price.
Was it?
Yeah. Because then you killed him.
Who do you follow?
And you lit your cigar.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you follow if you're playing as Prey? You follow Yuri?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Like, because if the whole game
is straightforward, is what happens.
You're Yuri at first, and then you play as Price after you guys like get separated, I believe. Like,
I thought you were playing. I thought you were following Price at the beginning.
Do you see the question that I'm trying to ask, though? If my entire experience playing that game is dude with follow over his head, and most of the time that is Price, if you start playing as Price.
Right, that's a question to be talked about in a further category. So that's off the list because we're done with Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
Now Killzone 3, I think we can throw off this, but I do want to say Killzone 3 was pretty awesome. Like for a third game to improve what the other games have been doing.
Okay, I played it very little, so
I really liked the multiplayer. I saw you play it. I liked.
Oh yeah, the multiplayer was good.
The story of the game was kind of messed up, but.
Got some space pirates.
You had this like weird.
I do remember
energy
how,
that would make dudes kind of explode.
I do remember how that game begins a certain way,
and then
when you get to that part,
it doesn't happen the same
not
way.
The same. It's like somebody told you a story drunkenly, and then was like, "Wait, no, that's not really how it happened.
Right?
It was different.
Right?
It was a little different.
Kind of messed up.
Yeah. If you're gonna have a flashback." At the beginning of your game, when you get back to flashback,
it
tell
makes
it
sense
the same way.
And it was really cool to what they did in the game in like theory.
Right.
But when you're like, wait a second, that makes no sense. Like, in fact, that is dumb.
It's like a different person starts telling you the story and it's slightly different.
Yeah. So I'm okay with throwing that off. So that leaves us with four games. Gears of War 3. Uncharted 3, Deus Ex, Human Revolution, and Saints Row the Third. Which one of those
I would say
do we get rid of?
Deus Ex. Not having played the other two, I can't really speak on like how far Deus Ex progresses that, but
I'm okay with getting rid of Deus Ex.
You guys don't really care for that one?
The other three are better.
Do you want...
Okay.
I mean, that's my thing. It's like, while I probably don't completely hate Deus Ex. I just...
Mm-hmm.
You think that Uncharted 3, Saints Row the Third, and Gears of War 3 are better than...
I definitely think Deus Gears of War 3 is better. I definitely think Saints Row the Third is better.
Okay, but our category is most trilogy, so which game does
the best
as a third piece in the series? So which... That's what I think is going to come down to it is in terms of which is the best.
Which is the best at being
the third part of the series.
I think it's Gears of War 3.
I think Gears of War 3 needs to stay on this list.
Okay.
I think that Uncharted 3 does not need to stay on this list.
I would hear an argument to say that Uncharted 3 does not deserve to be the best. Because...
Now, I would also say that Saints Row the Third doesn't need to stay on this list. Because I don't care about the Saints Row franchise.
Neither do I.
And Saints Row the Third doesn't make me more interested in the Saints Row franchise.
Fair enough.
It makes me less interested, in fact.
Fair enough. Well, fair enough. I mean, even if they were to come out with Saints Row 4, I probably wouldn't be.
You know, you'd get it.
I don't know that I would or wouldn't.
Right.
Like, because honestly, I just with how I felt about Saints Row the Third. I don't see where you can go.
This game could have been just called
you
fucking.
You could have called
Plane
it just,
as a toilet in 2011.
You could have just called it the Saints Row,
or
you could have called it.
This game could have been called Gangsters in Space.
You could have called it anything you wanted to. I don't give a shit about the Saints Row as a franchise. So I just that's fine. For based on that argument, yes, I would say you could probably drop it off there.
And I think that at the very least. Uncharted
How do you
3,
feel about?
I think Deus Ex needs to stay on this list because Deus Ex,
then
although it is probably the most complicated of these because it isn't technically
it's a
third in terms of like the next progressing part of the series, but it is a prequel to those games, and it does really well in working with the confines of the pre-existing story and making the Deus Ex name awesome. And as a fan of Deus Ex, I think it did a really good job. So,
okay,
I think that one should stay. I also think Gears of War should stay.
I think while Uncharted has some failings, it is still not a bad game. It doesn't do anything particularly well as a progression of that franchise, but it doesn't necessarily do anything completely damning either.
I would be happy to say that the reason why Uncharted 3 stays on this list is because it wraps up Uncharted, the series, and now
we can move on.
We can put that series to bed.
I have some questions, but at the same time,
there are some really good moments in that game.
I have some questions, but at the same time, I'm willing just to write it off and just forget about it.
Yeah,
like they're not huge questions. They're just like, well, maybe, whatever.
So, Gears of War 3, Uncharted 3, and Deus Ex: Human Revolution. What is the best trilogy? Third part. It's Gears of War 3, right?
Gears of War 3. It's got to wrap everything up.
I know, John, that's going to be the hardest for you to say that.
It hurts me so much because I really fucking...
It's exact for me, it comes down to the Halo Reach thing where it's like, man, I am...
No,
if
man.
Only they could all be this good, right? Like, I want to be a fan of this sort of game.
Here's the best thing that I'm going to say about
are
fucking,
somewhat interesting.
This is the best thing I'm going to say about this is like I didn't hate playing that game.
Right. I didn't hate playing. I thought it was good. I liked the little things that they did. I liked some of the humanizing parts of it.
Yeah. I did like hearing the song from the first game.
That was really good.
That thing happened with the truck.
I think that the kind of putting an end to everything. Kind of. I mean, barring the entire plot of the game, the little pieces of what was like what the fuck, man? Like,
exactly.
This
is exactly how I feel about this game.
Totally,
what the fuck?
Friends with this chick,
mate? Fuck, dude.
We're all gonna get turned into glowy monsters.
At the end, I was actually playing the boss guy fight of Gears of War 3 last night, and she keeps alluding to, like, they used to be humans. If every time you die, she keeps saying something, like...
Really?
Yeah. Every time you die, they were like, do you not see how different we actually aren't, or, like...
But I don't think they used to be humans. I think it's just, like...
She's alluding to it.
I don't think they were humans. Like, I think they're just, like...
Didn't they used to share?
Oh, and like, they are humans, like, by the way.
They're just... races that are very similar.
Possibly.
Whatever, fuck that game.
They are humans, by the way.
Black or white, man.
I watched the preview for the very first Gears of War. First preview.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, on Sarah, the human race is nearly extinct.
Oh, yeah. Well, they talk about... Like, you're talking about Marcus Fenix as a human.
Yeah, they are actually humans.
They,
you know,
in the game, in Gears of War 3, they refer to themselves as
I thought you were
saying
humans. That the locusts
were... In the game, they refer to themselves as humans.
So they're not...
It's not a mystery.
They're not 50-foot-tall walking titans.
They are. Like,
they are. They're just absurd humans.
For all we know, human is a completely unrelated... Like, we don't
understand
what that word means.
It's an ambiguous word.
Yeah.
It can mean anything. Any bipedal
human,
creature
there
with
as human as
four
Luke
limbs
Skywalker is a human.
Sure.
Right? Like,
right.
That is...
Sure. Just as human as the Batman
they're
of
not
Batman
from Earth.
Arkham City is, like... That same.
No, man, that's fine. Arkham City or Gotham is just a parody for New York City.
Right, I understand this, but what I'm saying is,
they're
like,
not a parody, but
Batman is just as big as Marcus Fenix in that game.
We don't know.
As far as
Batman's
I know,
bigger.
Batman is probably bigger. Batman's the size of a semi, for all you know.
Batman is a man.
Or maybe Bane is the size of Marcus Fenix.
I'm just saying.
Solomon Grundy is the size of Marcus Fenix.
There's no... Who knows? They could be smaller, man. They could be like 2 foot tall.
It's true.
No,
they're all built on
Earth. Gravity on Sarah is much higher than it is on Earth. So that's why they're only 3 foot tall.
That makes your muscles 10 times bigger?
It would.
It would.
That's why they're all super ripped.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the ladies.
Except for the ladies. They're ripped in their own way.
Okay, so we're giving it to Gears of War 3. Most trilogy of 2011. Gears of War.
I think it does a good job of wrapping everything up and trilogizing.
But it doesn't. It doesn't. It just kills everything, and then you just can't ask any more questions because everybody's dead that you'd want to ask questions.
And I'm okay with that.
I'm fine with it, too, because it's the exact same way that they handle it in Uncharted 3, where it's just like, don't worry about it. We're just going to put the past behind us and just forget about it. Let's just move on. Let's all go down to Kokomo.
Let's all hold hands. Yep. It's all done.
Let's walk into the sunset. Great. Perfect. All right.
Well, now what do I do? I go back to being a gym teacher.
We live.
Aw, come on.
We live, Griff. That's what we do.
Okay. That brings us to the last award for day one of Game of the Year awards for 2011. For day one. Best download only game.
So, I'm gonna tell you something, Griff. I played Once Upon a Monster.
Oh, yeah? You want to add that to the list?
No. Okay. I want an honorable mention for that game because...
Well, okay.
I played it.
You played it?
I played it.
It was a downloadable game and you played it.
It's a downloadable game. I played it. That is a really good game for kids.
Okay.
Should people who play video games play that game? No. I played that game for about an hour.
Whoa. Yeah. That's a lot longer than I expected.
Yeah. Man. Man, do you do...
Catch a lot of bugs.
Do you do, like, okay...
I know how you play that game. Yeah. I'm familiar with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Naked.
It's the best way to play that game.
So you can feel familiar like, with John playing it
no,
like
not,
that?
Or no, that's no. I would play that
yeah,
game.
Yeah, just
completely.
Beer in hand.
No beer, naked. Just in a dark room.
Dude, I was sitting on my ottoman playing that game.
Cut out of Macaulay Culkin.
Playing just a bunch of like really, really juvenile like games.
Did you buy Skylanders?
I did not buy Skylanders. But, man, that...
Were you naked?
Okay, so no. Once Upon a Monster, you want to say, hey,
hey,
some good downloadable
it's a,
game.
It's a good game. It is not a game that any...
Doesn't
I think we're all
going to win any awards.
No, it's not. But
I feel like we're all in agreement here, even before you say the cat or the names.
Okay, so okay. On this list, we have Bastion, Iron Brigade / Trenched, Stacking, Miss Explosion Man, Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet, From Dust, World of Keflings, Burnout Crash, Renegade Ops, Crimson Alliance. What can we get rid of immediately?
Oh, a lot of those things. From Dust.
The first eight. Or okay. The last eight.
So we're getting rid of From Dust.
The first eight.
I think yeah. That World of Keflings is gone.
Yes.
Miss Explosion Man. I would say that Miss Explosion Man is gone.
Stacking.
No.
I don't know about
I'll
that
I'll disagree
one.
With that.
What about Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet?
Yeah, you can get rid of that. I don't really care for that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's all right. It's just not.
Did anybody buy Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet?
Nope.
Okay,
no,
so I think we
not
can get rid of
to...
that one. What about Burnout Crash?
No, you're the only one who played that.
Okay.
Did you care for it?
I thought it was pretty cool, but not worth the money.
No, okay.
Crimson Alliance.
I like it.
I know of a much better Gauntlet game. Much better. Like four times the cost, but it's much better.
What's it called? Gauntlet?
It's called Skyland. Renegade Ops.
Downloadable only?
I can tell you that I didn't like playing that game at all.
Renegade Ops was really weird. Also, hey, if you like Renegade Ops, I refer you to the new Voltron game.
Actually,
yeah, definitely pretty sweet. Not the same.
No, it's not exactly the same, but it's similar in context. The word it's a twin stick shooter, sort of.
Kind of. Then you beat things up as a giant robot.
Turn into a giant robot and beat things up, yeah.
Okay, so that leaves us with Trenched, Iron Brigade, Bastion, and Stacking.
That's just three?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
All right, well,
so two
Bastion.
Games from...
Bastion.
We're just done here.
Okay, Bastion. So it's just Bastion.
It's, yep.
Best game this year. That
did we all? Did we all, like...
We all played
we
and
all
beat that game.
That thing,
yeah,
fully completed.
Just
Bastion.
Completed it.
John,
okay,
you played the DLC thing.
That,
you said,
yeah, and
that
I played
dollar
the
of it.
Yeah. So here's the thing with that. There is a DLC out that came out yesterday. It is a dollar
on Microsoft.
It's
80
it's,
whole points.
It's 80 points.
But if you get it on any other platform, it's free.
It's free, and that's only because Microsoft wants your
it's
money.
It's a friggin' tyrant.
Exactly. But it is well worth that dollar because, yo, it's a dollar.
Sure. I mean, it's just another, like...
It's just another one of those...
dream levels
things,
where you're
yeah.
beating up dudes
but it's,
for 40 rounds.
It's
like
it's
Horde mode.
29
of waves
rounds.
Of dudes. Yeah.
29 waves. It's really, it's pretty good. Also, funny.
Okay.
Funny.
Reason why Trenched Iron Brigade isn't... I mean, you guys were really into that one.
That was really, really good.
Because Bastion was better.
But it's just... I just... had a better time playing Bastion than I did.
And once you got so far with Trenched or Iron Brigade, it was kind of the same stuff. Like, there was no more progression after. See,
yeah, because there's sort of the thing with
there's it. There's no real progression at a certain point in Bastion either, though.
But at least you can go through all of Bastion and still feel like you're going through a challenge. With Trenched, at some point, you start beating the curve, and you're just weighing laced.
Yep, and you can't, like, up the challenge.
Okay.
Yeah, and especially if you were playing it with multiple people, like when you and I went through, like, we tore that game down in a day.
I really like stacking, but I don't think it's the best game.
Stacking's fun.
Islands of Wakfu, too. Forgot about
that. That's right. You talked about that. I don't think that was a game that
I played the demo of that. It sucks.
I don't think it's good either.
It's amazing.
Right?
No, that game is terrible.
You want to give that best downloadable game of the year?
No. Just honorable mention.
All right.
Just like,
I'll hear an honorable mention.
Okay, well, yeah. So Bastion. Best downloadable game.
Sebastian.
Best downloadable game of 2011.
It's really good.
That was painless.
Easy. Yep. Easy peasy.
All right. That's it for day one of Game of the Year Awards for Boss Barrel.
That was it. What?
See you guys tomorrow.
All right.
So to recap quickly, best new character goes to Grayson Hunt. Punching Bag of 2011 goes to Batman. Best RPG goes to Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. Best handheld game goes to Super Mario 3D Land. Most trilogy goes to Gears of War 3. And best download only games goes to Bastion.
I'm okay with this.
Awesome. Perfectly fine.
Great. Yep. Great. Okay. See you guys tomorrow.
Have a great day.
On the next day of this.
Or I'll see you in a minute.